Unit 4. A cooking show.
Welcome to Inspire to Cook. Today, I'm going to show you how to make the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. It's going to be cheese-alicious, and you can do it easily at home. Let's do it. All you need for this dish is a little bit of butter, of course cheese, and I'm going to use white bread, but you can use any bread. Then we need a pan to fry the ingredients, a turner, and a little bit of mayonnaise. First thing I'm going to do is put my small pan on the hob, and then I switch it up to medium, medium high. Next, I'll take two slices of bread and put a little bit of mayonnaise on them. Before we can get started, I put some butter in the pan, which usually starts melting right away. Next, we put one slice in the pan, and you have to make sure that the mayonnaise side is down. Now, we're going to throw about 4 pieces of cheese on our sandwich, but you can basically put as much cheese as you want onto your sandwich. Then we put our second slice of bread on top, with the mayonnaise side up. Make sure that you keep the heat to medium, medium low, as this helps the cheese melt proportionally before the bread starts frying too much. Now you want to wait for a little while until it gets a little bit of color on one side. It's really simple. Okay, one side seems to be done. We're going to pick it up, flip it, and if you think one side is not finished, you can come back to flip it and grill it again. You can smell the cheese-aliciousness of the sandwich. The other side of the sandwich looks ready. So I flip it again and let it sit until the other side is also brown. All right, it looks like the sandwich is done. Now I'm going to cut it diagonally to make it look even nicer and make it easier to eat. And as you can see, everything is actually all nice and melted. Cheese-alicious! This was the recipe for the perfect grilled cheese sandwich, and if you try it at home, let me know how it worked out for you.